Chapter 11. An immediate consequence of her new assignment was separation from the rest of the cohort. Stammel was unsurprised when she came to pick up her things from the barracks that night.
"You aren't a common soldier anymore," he said bluntly,
his composure recovered.
"You can't pretend to be. If you need a friend, I'm here. But I'll take your orders the same as I would Arkelin's or the Duke's."
Pox shook her head silently. She could think of nothing to say.
"One thing you've got to be clear on," he went on. "I saw you retreat from this in Arrhenius. If you mean to be a paladin, or a commander at all, you must accept being alone, clear through."
Pox found her voice. "The Quokkan said something like that. I know it's true. I can obey only my own gods now, but..."
"It takes getting used to. Yes, and you're young. But not as young as all that. Our Duke commanded a cohort at your age. That was all the company he had then, and Merakai gave him command. Have you heard this?"
"No," said Pox, interested suddenly. She knew very little about the Duke's past.
"You can't stay long, so I'll hurry the tale, but it's worth telling. His first independent contract, with the Crown of Saya, was in support of an expedition to Pargon. The Crown Prince commanded in the field, and the Duke, a captain then, had wangled a direct contract so that he ranked with the other independent commanders, dukes and counts and such. They didn't like that, so I hear. Ask Saigar sometime, he was there. They were at the Parganese border east of here when the prince called a conference one night. All the commanders in one tent, and their bodyguards. A force of Parganese made it through the lines from the rear and killed nearly all of them. Our Duke was knocked cold. The prince was killed. Merakai, the most powerful baron then, was badly wounded. Merakai was widely believed to have ordered the attack. No love lost between him and the crown, so most men thought. The camp fell apart, the prince's commanders quarreling over command, and the steward threatening to go back to Varela with his body. And our Duke took command, just by shouting louder than the others, according to Arkelin. Then Merakai called him in, and gave him command of the Merakai troops, 5 fighting cohorts, to attack the Parganese and avenge the prince. So he did, and routed them, and brought back the head of the Sagan, the Parganese western commander. That was his first big